go. Trials are God's way of molding us into the form that God Almighty actually wanted us to be. Please take the time out to begin to appreciate your trial. I want to talk about meditation. You have heard the subject meditation over and over again. When you hear the word meditation, what comes to mind? Our proof text will be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. I read, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Hallelujah. Prosperous and successful. If the Bible is drawing our attention to the importance of meditation, that means meditation as a subject should be taken very, very seriously. I'm going to ask this question. What is meditation? That's my question number one. Do you even meditate? That's number two. If you're not doing these two, how would you experience success? How would you prosper? Hallelujah. The place of meditation is a birthplace for miracles, is a birthplace for prosperity. Meditation is what you do when your mouth is not moving. Meditation is the conversations you have while your mouth is not moving. God is good. Affirmations are what you do when your mouth are moving. If you are doing more of affirmations than meditations, you are missing something. Like they say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The abundance of the heart they are referring to there is not the amount of words you have within. The abundance of the heart is the level of meditation you have made, level of inner conversations you have done before you open your mouth to actually speak. God is good. Meditation is actually a repeated process. For example, you repeat a phrase, you repeat a sentence, you repeat a paragraph in your heart while you mean every word in that paragraph, sentence is saying. God is good. The things you invest your time and energy on is what we call meditation. what you brood upon, you are actually giving life unto. Hallelujah. But there is something the elite, the world system is doing to us, or they are doing generally. They are promoting distractions, endorsing activities that would rob you of your time of meditation. A non-meditative person is as good as a person that can be tossed around. If you do not meditate, you are powerless. You have no base. Because in the place of meditation, you will get to discover yourself. We have so many people in the world today who do not even know themselves. They accept the identity that has been given to them by an external body. Listen, the fact that you are born into the family line you are born into does not mean that you are from there. Your purpose speaks a lot about where you come from. For example, as soon as Elijah the Tishbite was born, Elijah was able to have his moments of meditation. And during the times when he spent time in meditation, he was able to know who he was. And until you begin to know who you are, you will keep comparing yourself with everything you come across and everyone you come across. You will continue to yearn to be like everything that you fall in love with. Those who have made the sincere journey to self find it hard to copy others because they have met with themselves. When you meet with yourself in the place of meditation, you will come in contact with your purpose, and your purpose will become your driving force. Your purpose will be the reason behind everything that you are doing. It is going to influence the kind of people that will surround you as friends. They say, he that walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Listen, you are more than what was given to you as a person. You are more than the description that was given to you by where you were born, what the society said about you, and what you were influenced by. Do you know the beautiful thing? God Almighty created every one of us unique. He created us in different shape and design, with different perception and disposition. Until you know yourself, it will be hard for you to appreciate others. Hallelujah. It will be very hard for you to judge others. See, we have a world that is dominated by those who don't even know themselves. Everybody wants to be what the society say they are, instead of being whom God says they are. It is not enough for you to begin to confess, I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. It's not enough to actually make those beautiful affirmations. You can make those beautiful affirmations and still not get any result, because you are declaring after the manner of whoever suggested that declaration to you, not because you have sat still. Listen, in order to come in contact with the divinity that is in you, you need to create, first and foremost, an enabling environment. Number one. Then number two, you need to create a lifestyle that is going to support meditation. Hallelujah. Do you know that it is in the place of meditation that the greatest of the greatest inventions are made? It is in a place of calmness that you get inspiration. You meet with your divine self. And you are able to also meet with the spirit beings that exist beyond sight. Because they all exist in some frequencies, in some particular dimensions. A non-meditating follower of Christ is not a follower of Christ. In other words, through meditation, you are able to navigate, communicate, and carry Jesus in your consciousness. It's not something that has to do with your appearance. If meditation is hard for you, just know that you are directing the energy towards how you want people to be seeing you. And it is when you become fully transformed from within that a lot of things will begin to fall in place. Hallelujah. The moment you become born again, your duty is to go and start afresh. The term and terminology, being born again, is an opportunity for you to start what you could not start when you were little, because you lack the proper understanding to actually work on meditation. Meditation brings you closer to God than prayer. On a final note, when you meditate, you'll be sensitive enough to live above all the plans of the enemies. May God bless His word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.